About 200 retired Milwaukee County employees have received a mysterious letter in the mail. The memo informs them there is a problem with the pension buyback option they exercised years ago, and they may lose benefits. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, members of the county board will meet Thursday to try to clear up the confusion. The letters were sent over the past few weeks from the Milwaukee County Retirement Division. One person who received the correspondence is Kelly Swedberg. She put in 28 years for the county and retired from her job as sheriff's deputy in 2009. Swedberg says she was shocked when she opened her letter.
It just basically said that my pension may be in jeopardy. I didn't know what to do, and I called the phone number on the letter, and of course no one answered. I sat here and simmered for a day or two and had no answers on anything.
About a decade ago, Swedberg participated in the county's pension buyback program. She purchased credit for her service when she was a lifeguard for the county, and the program allowed her to retire early at age 47. Others were able to get free health care in their retirement or qualify for larger pension payments. Swedberg paid back the money through funds built up in her retirement account. However, she says the county indicated in its letter the reimbursement method might have been illegal. She says she's afraid that ultimately she'll have to go back to work for the county in order to remedy the situation.
My biggest fear is if I have to go back to work, where I would go or what I would do. You know, because as a deputy sheriff, I had, you know, good pay. But I can't even go back to being a deputy sheriff now because I'm not even state certified as a law enforcement officer. After 1 year, your certification runs out.
Swedberg is one of many people who've been inundating the county board office with phone calls trying to get some answers. She plans to attend a meeting today of the board's finance committee, where the county's human resources director is scheduled to brief members. Committee co-chair Supervisor David Cullen says the county ended the pension buyback program in 2007. The board called on the retirement division to correct any errors in case anybody got benefits they shouldn't have. Cullen says he's stunned by the recent discovery.
I hate to point fingers at people, but it seems to me that they didn't follow the law. They didn't follow the county ordinance that was duly adopted and signed by the county executive and didn't do it for 7 years.
Another person caught off guard is County Executive Chris Abley. He says he only found out about the problem a few weeks ago and felt people should be notified immediately.
I wanted anybody who could possibly be impacted to know, hey, this is something we're looking at as soon as we know something about it. And as we said in the letter, you know, we're going to find out and dig in and analyze as fast as we can. But I thought that everybody who could be affected deserved to know right away, as soon as I knew.
Abley estimates the county may need to recoup $12 million in pension overpayments from people who sought larger checks from the program. He says it will take a few months to pore through records, trying to determine each retiree's overpayment and remedy. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.